There are lots of things you can spend your tax refund on, but one thing you don't have to spend it on? A new smartphone. Switch to MetroPCS now and get not one, but two free 4G LTE smartphones for brands like Samsung and LG. Plus, you're on T-Mobile's blazing fast nationwide 4G LTE network. Hurry, switch to MetroPCS and get two free smartphones after instant rebate. One heck of a deal, only at MetroPCS. Limited time offer. Sales tax not included in phone price. Coverage and services not available everywhere. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Blog Talk Radio.
Is Speak the Truth. It's Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk, a speak up and speak out radio show with a mission of speaking the truth, God's truth. Everything about us is in our instruction manual of God's Word. So join us as we speak the truth with Young Adults Talk.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come giving you the honor, the glory, and the praise. Father God, we thank you for this gorgeous Thursday that you've made. Father God, a day we will continue to be blessed and glad in. Father God, we just thank you for life, life through your Son, Jesus the Christ, Father God. In 1 Corinthians 15, 1, 3, and 4, it says, Father God, you specifically write to us, Father God, the resurrection of Christ. Now, I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, for I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures of the Holy Bible and God's Word. Father God, I ask that you allow me to decrease as you increase in me, Father God, as I teach and preach the gospel of Christ, Father God, and give your word to your people, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, amen. A pleasant Thursday evening to you. I pray all is well with you. I am Minister Roger Williams with the Young Adults Talk Youth and Family Ministries. We are here every Thursday night with Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk, where we discuss issues of today's world in our dark society and give God's word back to them as a solution of help and a coming out. Because you know what? God said he will never leave nor forsake you. In 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7, he said, be humble in the presence of God's mighty power, and he would honor you when the time comes. God cares for you, so turn all of your worries over to him. I tell you what, though, tonight has been an awesome night because God has been dealing with me about what we're supposed to discuss tonight and what he wanted me to say to the people, teach and preach. And, you know, I've been fighting with it and fighting with it. And it's something because it's been a struggle that I've been fighting with for the past 15 years just to be able to just speak the word of God into your lives and to be bold with it, to speak boldly of what God has done and speak boldly of what Christ did on the cross for you, because that was a bold thing to do. And we have to come to the altar and come to God boldly and allow him to move in us and the Holy Spirit to move on us. So tonight we're just stepping out in some areas tonight that may offend some people, that may ruffle some feathers, that may step on some toes. But the thing about it is that it comes out of love, because love is not offensive, love is not prideful, love is not lustful, love is not hurtful, love is not deceitful, love is not any of the things that God has spoken to us about what love is all about. God said we should love the children. We should love each other as we love ourselves. We should love our wives as Christ loved the church. So tonight I'm coming to you out of love, but I'm coming to you boldly before the altar of God. I'm coming to you boldly as I allow the Holy Spirit to move in my life. I'm coming to you boldly as I allow Jesus to come into my life, because we have a free will. We can either allow him in or we can allow him out. But I allowed him in. I fell on my face, and I just said, Lord, just have me. Have your way, Lord. So tonight we're just going to touch on some issues that need to be brought to the people. So the first thing I want to start off by saying to you is that by coming to Blog Talk Radio, I would just like to say thank you to the Blog Talk family, because allowing people to be able to come on and preach the gospel of Christ to a lost world, to be able to bring the teachings of God to a lost world, to be able to allow the people to know about the Holy Spirit in a lost world. So we would like to thank Blog Talk Radio right here from the Young Adults Talk Youth and Family Ministries. Just saying thank you for allowing us an opportunity to be one of their customers, to be on this Blog Talk Radio, to teach the gospel of Christ. Because, you know, it's so much needed out here today. But God will supply all of our needs, and you don't know how God is going to supply your needs. Stop just telling folks that you don't know what's going on. Stop pretending as if you don't know what's going on. God will supply your needs. So why don't you allow the Spirit to move on you, so you will know when God is supplying your needs. Because, see, you tend to think that it's all about you. You tend to believe that it's all about you moving things. You think it's all about you, just only you, without the Spirit of the Lord on you, without you even knowing Jesus. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't last that long for you. It doesn't last that long for you at all, because you know what? You can't do nothing without Christ, but you can accomplish all things through Christ that live in you. My God, it's powerful. This is good. This is powerful for me. This is good for you. And I hope that you will allow yourselves to listen to this, to let folks know that we're here every Thursday. Because see, it's not about what you got, who you are, and what you're doing. It's about who you serve. See, we serve the Lord over here at Young Adults Talk. We serve God over here over at Young Adults Talk. We allow the Holy Spirit to move on us and in us over here at Young Adults Talk. See, we can't speak for everybody because, see, in these days like this, God wrote it. That there will be false prophets, there will be false teachers, there will be the people that will come and use his name and deceive the people. We're not them. We're not the people that are here to deceive you. We're not here to lie to you. We're not here to let you down. We're here to do the work of the Lord. Because, see, if we're doing the work of the Lord and allowing the Holy Spirit to move others in us and on us, there are mighty powerful things that can take place, all type of things that can take place beyond your imagination. All you have to do is just loosen up, shut your mouth and listen. Peace, be still, and just listen and pay attention to the Word of God. Pick it up every day and eat on it, meditate on it, feed your spiritual soul. You're too busy running to the table, running to the restaurants, feeding your physical body, that you are forgetting about your spiritual body. Because, you know, without the spiritual body, the physical body cannot last. It will not live long at all because you don't have enough strength in you to provide yourself with the strength and the capabilities and the things that you need to surpass and get past this world so you can live eternally with the Father. You don't have the capabilities and the strength to do it by yourself. So you need to stop patting yourself on the back. You need to stop giving yourself all these kudos. You need to stop pumping yourself up and telling you what you've accomplished. You haven't accomplished nothing without the blood of Jesus. You haven't accomplished nothing without the Holy Spirit. You wouldn't have accomplished what you've accomplished without God creating you and breathing in your nostrils to give you life. So what are you thinking? What are you thinking? What are you thinking about? This is a night where we're just going to speak the truth and bring it to you boldly. It doesn't matter if we got all these listeners and all these friends and all these followers. That's not important to me. What's important to me is that you get the word of God in your life, that you preach the gospel of Christ to the lives that are in the darkness, that you allow the Holy Spirit to dwell in you. That's what's important to me. That's what's very important to me. And we're going to just move on forward because this is a serious night, and you need to pass this on. I tell you, it's a powerful night. We need to go to Luke 9. Let's go to Luke 9. I need you to write it down, jot it down, feed on it, meditate on it, and just pray about it. We need to go to Luke 9. Luke 9 and 21 is where we're going to start. Luke 9 and 21 is where we're going to start. Okay, let's get into this. And he strictly warned and commanded them to tell this to no one. The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and raised by the third day. Now, he is saying that the elders, the chief priests, the scribes, are going to kill him. He knows this. He predicted his death. He's already known it because the Father foretold it to him. He knew why he came to earth. He knew what he was going to do. He knew his mission. He knew his ministry. He knew all of these things. He knew he was going to betray him. He knew we as people were going to betray him. He knew that all these things were going to take place. He knew that we would turn our back on it. He knew that we would say crucify him. God knew all these things, and Jesus knew it, and he predicted it, and he said it to the disciples, and he told people what was going to take place. And by you being warned, you still act as if you are ignorant in your way of living today. In your living today, you are rejecting the knowledge of Christ. You are rejecting all the knowledge that's being fed to you, and it's time out for all of that. I am sick and tired of all these people walking around here with excuses and complaining and whining and shucking and jiving one another. The coming of the Lord is near. You know, John the Baptist got out in the wilderness and cried out every day to let you know that the coming of the Christ was coming, that you needed to prepare yourself. You needed to repent and get yourself in order. The prophets of the day are telling you today to get yourself in order because the coming of the Lord is near. The return of Jesus is coming. And just look around you. If you're not aware of what I'm saying, pick up the book of the Bible and read the book of Revelation and understand what is taking place in your home. Understand what is taking place in your community. Understand what is taking place in your neighborhood. In your church, in your marriage, in your family's family, and with your children, with your money, with your finances, your job. Everything that is going on is taking place right now that God has already spoken, that the prophets of yesterday had already told you, and the prophets of today, you're not giving them the respect, paying attention to them, because you know what? You're not spiritually discerned to know who's a false prophet, who's telling the truth, and who is lying to you. You're just listening to everybody standing in the pulpit. You're listening to everybody got on a fancy suit. You're listening to everybody got on bling bling. You're listening to everybody flying across the country saying we're preaching the gospel, collecting money, building this and building that. What are they building? Where are they going? What are they doing? What about the people right here in your neighborhood? What about the people right at your back door? What about the drug dealer standing at the corner of your house? What about the homeless man sleeping under the bridge at the corner of your house? What about your child that's just struggling right there in your home? What are you doing? How are you living? It's time out for it, y'all. It's time out for it. And tonight, I'm telling you right now, I'm telling you, out of my own mouth, I'm waging war against you. I am coming against the devil. I'm coming against the wickedness in wild places, in high places, the strongholds. I'm pulling them down. I'm casting out the devil. I'm casting out demons. I'm coming against you right now. It doesn't matter how you feel. It doesn't matter what you think. I'm delivering this to you. I'm coming to you out of love because this is not out of pride. This is not out of lust. This is not to hurt. This is not to do anything to you but bring you into the accordance of what's going on today. You are acting as if you are an ignorant person, as if you have no knowledge of what's going on. You've been told, you've been warned, you've been shown, it's been instructed to you, it's been instructed of the prophets of yesterday, it's being told to you by the prophets of today, and you still choose to make the decisions for yourself and not giving any consideration about what God is doing in the spiritual realm that is manifesting itself right now in the physical realm. I urge you to wake up. I urge you to get yourself together. I urge you to shake the devil off because I'm waging war against you right now. I don't care who you are. If you're not of God, you are in the way. If you're not of God, you are against me. If you are against me, are you against my Father? If you are against my Father, you are against the Christ, the Messiah who saved me. And if you're against them, you're definitely against the Holy Spirit who does not dwell in you. So the Holy Spirit dwells over here. He and me in my house, we serve the Lord. So we're waging war. I personally, Roderick Williams, am coming in the spirit waging war against the enemy in your life right now. Devil, you have been out to seek, kill, and destroy us for all of our lives. Now we're out to seek, kill, and destroy you with all of heaven coming with us, with all of heaven backing us up. The Spirit of the Lord dwells with us right now. We're coming against the demonic spirits right now. We're coming against the enemy right now. We're coming against you right now, devil, in the name of Jesus. We rebuke you. You need to wake up. You need to stand up. I encourage you right now to fire yourself up and get the Spirit of the Lord burning like a shit up in your bones. You need to get it right now. I'm telling you, we're waging war against you right now. The war is on. It has already begun. We're just getting ready. We're just joining in. We have decided that, guess what, we're going to join Christ in this thing. We've decided that we're going to walk with the Lord. We've decided that the Holy Spirit is going to order our steps. We have decided that we're going to get in this warfare, that we're going to be girded up in the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, and we're coming at you. We're coming at you. We're coming at you with the word of God. We're coming at you. We're coming at you with the word of God. You tune in to Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk right here on blogtalkradio.com.
I hear so many Christians murmuring about their imperfections and their failures and their addictions and their shortcomings, and I see so little war. Murmur, murmur, murmur. Why am I this way? Make war!
Bang with me for bang, bang for bang with me. Never playing games, bang, cause the thing can get risky. Domain if you ain't Christ, hang up. You cross quickly. Hey. Feel it on the front line, time to come get it. Hey. Do the right thing. Wake up. Fight like it was after school. Never giving up, steady, standing on the battlefield.
conduct, this is payback. You begin to copy the calling, copy the Christ. Conform to his written image, you should be shining a light. Now you not, why is that? It's your fetters and gripping you, cause you scared they'll be gifting you, flipping birds while they spit at you. If you not, why is that? It don't matter, so whoop it. Perfect love cast out there and he'll save us for nothing. This is a privilege, privilege. Your life to give to him. So stand firm for him, dog, and let's get it in. Boom!
Tadashi and Make War from the Identity Crisis album. I'd suggest that you pick that up. Powerful album, because that's something that we're dealing with right now. We are going through an identity crisis. I think that you need to, matter of fact, it's not about even thinking. I know what you need to do. You need to get yourself together. There's nothing that says that you have to continue to go through the things that you're going through because Christ already died for you, and he did these things already. I'm going to go over to Romans here for a second, and I want you to read along with me because this is something. Romans 3. Let's get to Romans 3 because I need to read this to you. Let's get to Romans 3 here. Okay, we're getting Romans 3, and we're going to start. Let's start at number 21. Let's go to Romans 3 and 21. I'm fired up tonight. Yes, I am. Fired up, on fire. This show is only going to be an hour. Didn't even give it 2 hours tonight. I got 42 minutes to get my point across to you. Ain't about all this chucking and driving and talking this and talking that. I'm telling you the truth tonight. I'm telling you what's happening. The war is on, okay? I don't know what you're looking at. I don't know where war you live in. I don't know where you're coming from. I don't know community, neighborhood, wherever you are listening. I don't know where you're going to download this. I don't know where you're going to archive this show. Doesn't matter. All I'm saying to you is just listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth because they're not my words. They're God's words coming to you because they're good for me and they're good for you, all right? We got to Romans 3 yet. We're going to start at 21. Keep up with me now because we got a few minutes and we need to roll through this because there's some strong teaching for you tonight. But now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe. For there is no difference. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as appropriation by his blood. Did you hear that? We talk about appropriation, getting money back from slavery and all this kind of stuff, right? And that wasn't that the word that they use? What is the word? What? Reparations. Okay, well, you know, take the rep off and put the reparations in it and put the other word in it. You know what I'm saying? If you listen, we ain't with the professors and everything trying to screw your mind up and all this sort of all these big words. Christ gave his blood for you. How about that? Is that simple enough for you? Since you're sitting there with all them words, what do you mean? What do you mean? I'm telling you what I mean. The blood of Jesus paid the price for your sins. How about that? Can you understand that right there? Listen, it says, through faith, to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance God had passed over the sins that were previously committed, to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. In other words, he's the justifier of you if you have faith in him. Did you get that? All you have to do is submit, commit, and just get through this and be done with it. You've already said you accepted Christ, so allow him to justify you. You know what I'm saying? Through the blood of Jesus, you are rectified and reconciled back to the Father. Simple. Understanding English. That's what it's all about. So you know what? It's time out for all the lying and the cheating and all the deceiving and all that. We up against you right now. Because, see, God is doing too many miraculous, wonderful, blessed things in people's lives. And you know what we tend to do? This is what we do. We sit up and pretend like we just all that. We just pretend like we so know-it-all. But you know what? We know the worldly stuff, but we ain't trying to figure out and know God's stuff.
We know God stuff more than we know the world stuff, but we tend to shun God out of the way because that's not the going thing to do. That's not in the going place to be. You understand what I'm saying? You go to church on Sunday into the big old mega churches with all the fancy clothes, the pretty clothes, fancy cars, saying you sitting here with the saints and you worshiping God, and then you walk out of church and go back to lying, deceiving, and stealing, and doing all these crazy things, and you tend to sit up and point your finger at me or the man over there because he's going through things, but he worshiping God, but you sitting there praying like you worshiping God. You're going to burn in hell. You going to jail. You're going to bust hell wide open. You're going to jail because, see, right there in hell, ain't no coming back from that. Ain't no coming back from that. You better hire Jesus right now because he already been paid for you. You better pick him up and get him on your defense team, and you better allow him to go before the judge right now and get you ready and get you right and get you justified right now, because if you just wait to get justified on judgment day, you're going to hell. You're going to hell and bust it wide open. And I like to say when I was there, you're going to hell with gasoline draws on. Because you know what? You are being ignorant and not taking the time to get yourself straight because you're too busy worrying about what somebody else ain't got straight. So when you stand before God, you stand.
Oh, Worship you in this place. Deeper prayer in this place. Greater consecration in this place. Oh.
Breaking Chains with Young Adults Talk on YAT Radio.
Welcome back. It's Breaking Chains, Speaking the Truth with Young Adults Talk, Minister Roderick Williams. That's who I am, and how are you this evening once again? Let me say something to you. We give God all the glory. You know, I give God all the glory for everything that he's doing, everything that he has done, and all his miraculous works. Let me say something to you. There's been a lot of things that's been going on in all of our lives. And tonight was like a spur of the moment thing. I haven't been on my radio station in a while, and God told me it was time to speak. It was time to stand boldly. It was time to acknowledge him and not let folks think that they need to acknowledge themselves in this world. Because, see, if the world loveth its own, but the world hated Christ, so it's going to hate me. Jesus told me that. So understand, my brothers and sisters, I right now publicly acknowledge all of the people that have been working, doing God's work through Breaking Chains with Young Adults Talk. Dr. Sabrina, Prophetess Pam, Reverend Gant, Minister Annette, Minister Lola, all of the great ministers and prophets and apostles that have been coming across these airwaves in my absence. You understand? Minister Keisha Merchant, you know, powerful people working behind the scenes that are just doing awesome work. Karen Hintz. You know, all of these people that we can name and talk about, Apostle and Elder Buford out at New Antioch in Stafford, Virginia. You know, powerful people of God that are doing work. Nikki McLean in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? You know, people that are doing awesome work. Amy Jackson, new to all of this, and just being right there, just being powerful. Let me say something to you. Yes, I took the opportunity tonight to come on my radio station and acknowledge people, but most importantly, give God all of the glory. Give him all of the praise. Give him everything that he deserves. Because let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. I think that we've gotten complacent and thinking that it's all about us. I think that we've gotten stuck on just believing what the world is showing us and telling us. I think that we need to stand boldly and agree with me tonight in the name of Jesus that we are taking this thing back. You understand? The devil has no power over us. You understand what I'm saying to you? The devil has no power over anyone that does not give him power. You understand? Because he was defeated. He was already put to rest. He was put to death already. My Jesus did that for me. You understand? And you need to recognize that he did it for you too. We need to teach that. See, it's not about me having to pick up the phone and call you and tell you anything. It's about me standing before God and telling him everything. You need to understand where I'm coming from. See, one thing that I've had to deal with, we've been in ministry 20 years doing this right here with Young Adults Talk. Let me tell you, next week we'll be celebrating 7 years of radio broadcast with Breaking Chains. You understand? And if ain't nobody pleased and happy about it, I am. You understand what I'm saying to you? Because God gets all the glory for this. You understand what I'm saying? It's not about you. It's not about you. It's not about you. It's not about you. It's about me and what God has shown me to do for him. So it makes it about him because I represent him because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And every last one of us have been out in the world. We live in this world now, but we are not supposed to be conformed to the world. You understand? We need to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. You need to renew your mind.
You need to renew your mind so your spirit can be renewed, so your spirit can be motivated to serve the true and living God and stop serving the gods of this world, because it's destroying your life, whether you believe it or not. You are so, let me tell you something, you're so heavenly bound, you ain't no earthly good. You ain't no earthly good. See, it's not about acknowledging me. It's about acknowledging what God is doing in me, through me. See, I'm a temple being used by the living God to get out and do a work. Listen, listen. The scripture already told us when I just told you about, listen, if we don't take nothing from that, we all fall short of the glory. See, you're too busy trying to separate the tare from the wheat yourself, and you don't have the power nor authority to do that, because that's the job of God the Father. You understand? See, we all got to stand before the judge. You got to stand before the judge. See, I'm on fire right now because I've sat back and I've listened. I've listened to God. I've listened to all of you come across Breaking Chains with Young Adults Talk. I've listened to every show. And you know what it's about? It's about giving God the glory. It's about serving his people. Are you truly serving his people when you open your mouth? Are you feeding the people the words of God when you open your mouth? Or is it that you just think you are and you just like to hear yourself talking? So you understand, people, listen. You have a purpose and a responsibility and a duty to serve the Lord. You have a responsibility and a duty to serve the people of God. You don't get to choose who you serve when you are a servant of the Lord. Jesus Christ told us when he came, he didn't come here to be served. He came here to serve. My God, he was the one that washed the feet of the disciples. Listen, people, we're so busy trying to become so holier than thou. And what does that mean? Because we are supposed to be holy, because our Father in heaven is holy. We're supposed to be holy, but we're not supposed to fake it. We're not supposed to lie about it. We're not supposed to be playing church, because you the church. If you playing church, if you're playing church with the church, you're playing with yourself, because you are the church. You hear what I say? You are the church, so you're playing yourself. You ain't playing God, you're playing yourself. You're not playing me, you're playing God. You're playing yourself. You're trying to play me and God. You're playing yourself. See, everything that's done in the dark will come to the light, because the darkness cannot comprehend the light. You understand? Because we are the light. We are the light of the world. We're the ones down here walking on earth right now. Christ lives in us. What are you doing? What are you thinking about? Who are you to come and chastise me about what I'm doing for the Lord? You need to be doing it. If you, listen, I'm going to get real deep with you tonight. God's children out there that are listening, those that will download this show, I'm going to tell you some things that you didn't know that was going on, so you will know why things have been going on the way that they've been going. I haven't been on my show. Why? Because, for number one, God told me to open this up to his people, because it's not about me. And that was the purpose of it coming into existence 7 years ago. People that are out there listening, I've never asked you for anything but just to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend about Jesus the Lord, our God. I've all just asked you to just tune in and listen. Feed off the word of God. Pick up your Bible and feed on it every day. Go to the Lord and pray about everything. Tell the Lord to order your footsteps. Order you and guide you everywhere you go and everything that you do. See, people, brothers and sisters, we have to stop thinking about everything and start praying. Because when we start praying about everything, God is going to move on us and show us what we need to be doing. We're making a lot of bad moves. We're leading people down a lot of bad, dark areas, and you don't even think so. And let me tell you how you are doing that. And I'm not going to just say you. Let's put us all together for a second here. Let's say how we are doing this. How are we doing this? You're doing it in pride, for number one. Pride comes before destruction. You're doing it in arrogance. Arrogance is a demeaning, dangerous thing. You're doing it all for selfish reasons. Being selfish gets you nothing. You cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Let me tell you something. Running after the money, you're so crazy about money.
You're so worried about paying the bills. Listen, we know the bills got to be paid. We know you got to work and get money. But when you put that at the forefront of everything, you fail yourself because you don't fail God. You just upset God. You fail yourself because the scripture tells us, seek ye the kingdom of God first and all of his righteousness, and all else will be added unto you. What is all else? What is all else, Melissa? Tell us about all else. That means that car, that house, that power bill, that light bill, that cable bill, that water bill, that gas, that money, that food, them clothes, all that's going to be taken care of when you seek ye the kingdom of God first and all of his righteousness. You know what I'm saying? Prayer and supplication and thanksgiving. That's what all of that has everything to do with prayer. You got to go into it with prayer and be open and sincere. See, I talked to a sister one time, and you know what I'm saying? A sister told me that she was praying from her mind. You understand? Have you been in that place? You sitting there right now when I said that, it's like, ooh. Let me tell you, you've been there and done that too. You've been there and done that too. Oh, Lord, I need that bill paid tomorrow. Lord, help me. Then pray from your mind. Because if you had faith, oh, ye of such little faith, you would know that it's the evidence of things not seen, y'all, but it's the hope of everything lives in hope. Let me tell you something. Let me cut that off and just say this to you, because there are some people that just don't understand when we use the D-dials and those big words in the scripture. We just have to tell them you need to go to Hebrews, right? Go to the book of Hebrews. Read the whole book of Hebrews. But if you go to Hebrews 11, I want to say 11, 1, 11 and 1, and it talks about that now faith. It says that now faith, that means that right now moment, that now moment that you in right now, that now moment right now, sister, that you worrying about the bill that need to be paid tomorrow, that right now, brother, that you worrying about how you going to get to work because you need some gas in your truck so you can get that. That right now moment, I'm talking about right now, where you stand, where you at right now, that now faith. Sisters and brothers, guess what? You have faith enough to know that you're going to wake up in the morning, but that's faith, y'all. So you have to give it to God. Stop giving it to yourself. Stop giving it to all the men and women that you think is telling you everything. Why don't you take yourself to God and pray to him and talk to Daddy? That's who created you. That's who's going to give you everything. That's who's going to send that brother or that sister that's going to have a blessing to help you out to get them bills paid and you don't know where it come from. That's who God's going to send right there, a check coming in the mail that you weren't even expecting, and it's going to be right there for you tomorrow. So you don't understand what it means that when you wake up in the morning, that joy is going to be there because that pain that you was feeling is going to be gone and you'll never feel it again because that healing takes place because by his stripes we are healed. You understand what I'm saying? You understand? By his blood, the blood of Jesus is the remission of all sins. So all that means is that you fall on your face and ask the Lord to forgive you in the name of Son Jesus. See, Jesus told us that anything that we ask for in his name and we ask another Father, it shall be given to you. So you got to be sincere and dedicated in this thing. Get out of your head and get in your heart, brothers and sisters. Get into your heart. Get into your heart. God told Samuel, read it. The book of Samuel is powerful. But God told Samuel, listen, go out and just do what you need to do. But when you go, guess what? When you're out there, don't look at the outer appearance of no one. Because God said that I don't look at the outer. Guess what? I'm looking at your heart. See, you always using that old stuff. Oh, God know my heart. Yeah, you better believe it. You better show don't believe it. And let me say what they used to say in New Orleans where I'm living there. Yes, indeed. He sure do. He know your heart. He see what you're doing, but he see deep inside of you. God say he knew you when you was conceived, and you was conceived and saying, my mama and daddy was married. You had no clue what the scripture was saying that you did. Because he knew you was coming to a sinful world. Because he did give old Lucifer, Satan, that old low-down scoundrel, you know what I'm saying, power to handle things down here. Because they see that old devil still got extra permission to do anything. And you sitting around here playing with it. You better start serving the Lord. You better get up tomorrow morning and serve the Lord. You better fall on your face right now and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You better get up and do your work. You got to go to work tomorrow, so you better act like you got to go to work. Ministry don't never sleep, brothers and sisters. Never is an absolute word. It means that it never happens. What if God fell asleep on you? What if God fell asleep on you? And when you're needing him, he will sleep. What if God fell asleep on you? What if Jesus sat in the Garden of Gethsemane with the disciples and fell asleep with them, and that cup passed him by like he asked for it to happen? You ever thought about that? What if he fell asleep on you? Oh, God can't do that. He can't do that. So why are you doing it to him? He died for you, and you can't live for him? You acting just like the disciples did. He asked you just to stay up with him. Lord, have mercy. He said, just stay up with me for a while. Just a little time. Give me an hour. I need to go over here and pray. And they come back. They sleep. They sleep. You hear that little beep in the background? You better pretend that that's that last little time clock ticking off in your head right now. That time is almost up for you because the Lord Jesus will return. And he's not coming back to play with nobody. He's coming back to wreak havoc and wrath. The wrath of God will be put upon those that don't believe. And you better stop playing with it. See, you playing, church. You coming on my radio station playing. So you hear what this is? I am the shepherd of this ministry. I have been put here by God to do this. You understand? You understand? My ancestors are in me. I'm living for the people. I'm living to do the work of the Lord. You understand what I'm saying? I am. See, you talk about you a warrior and you a soldier. You better start getting ready to show it. You better show it. Because right now the devil's sitting back there talking about, I don't know who that is. And you sitting around here thinking you're doing something. You better make sure the devil know your name. You better make sure that you understand why you're going through it and pretend like it ain't even happening because you're too busy serving the Lord. You think he's going to give up on you? God ain't going to give up on you. The devil going to keep trying every day that he's a tempter. He's a liar. He's a deceitful, evil person. He's an evil spirit, and he comes in the form of people because he get on them because they don't have the power enough to just keep him from them. And you're not even out there helping the people? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Are you serious? Whew. I need to take a breather. You need to understand where I'm coming from tonight. This thing is real. Why I'm not taking calls tonight? I don't want to take calls tonight. Why nobody's on air with me tonight? Because I didn't want anybody on air with me tonight. Why I didn't call and tell you that I was coming to take over my radio station? Because the Lord said I don't have to call and tell you that I'm taking over anything. God has already gave me the authority. God has already blessed me with the power to do what he wants me to do. Jesus was a radical man. Did you not know that? Did you not know how radical he was? Everybody wants to put Jesus into certain categories of their own mind and the figment of their own imagination. You better understand who the true and living God is for real. For real. You better know where he comes up for real. We're the most powerful people walking on this earth. And it begs my pardon. Beg my pardon. Heaven has no color, but chosen people are chosen. You can't take that from us. I'm a chosen one. I'm a chosen one. I'm part of the royal priesthood. I'm peculiar because right now you're sitting there talking about I'm crazy. But you better recognize what the word crazy really means when you're standing like a giant in the kingdom of the Lord. Oh, my God. Listen, we speaking the truth with Breaking Chains. I'm Minister Roger Williams, the shepherd and founder of Young Adults Talk Youth and Family Ministries. It's time to take this thing to the next level. We through playing. You understand? No one will be allowed to play with your lives anymore across these radio airwaves. Are you listening to me, people of God? Are you listening to me, the people of the sick that are seeking the help and needing a physician right now? The chief physician has sent doctors down here to tend to you, teachers, pastors. He has sent us here to take care of you, overlook over your soul and your spirit to get them right there to him, to bring you back to him. So he can heal your body, so he can heal your mind, so he can bring your spirit back to you. Because when you down and out, your spirit man still intercedes on your behalf to cry out to the Lord. And my God, we crying out to him tonight, and we crying out boldly before the throne of the God Almighty, the great I am, because he's the great I am. And Moses said, Lord, who do I say sent me? Tell him I am that I am. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, he's a mighty powerful God. He's an awesome God that we serve. He's an awesome God that we serve. I love all y'all. I love you so much, but it's time to get in order. It's time to get it right. It's time to stop playing. It's time to stop playing with the man of God. It's time to stop disrespecting the man of God. It's time for you to get in order. It's time for you to get in your proper place. It's time. It's time. The man of God is speaking to you.
Want to get involved? Got comments or suggestions? Let us know right here at YET Radio. Email us at youngadultstalk@gmail.com. Call us at 858-357-9137. Or write us at YET, Post Office Box 361-308, Decatur, Georgia 30036.
Oh! Hey, Juice. This sounded like an anthem, man. be feeling real heroic right now, baby. Yes, this my 300 music. I'm about to get my Leonidas on, fam. Let's ride in, baby.
You ride with me, baby.
Let's get it.
I got my boom on my own. My head to the sky. I'm going in the battle with my own.
Let's get it, man.
High and I'm through playing games.
I'm through playing, baby.
You can see it in mine. And you can go and ask anybody.
I'm feeling real.
And
real
I ain't right turning now, back.
I'm telling you.
I ain't turning back.
I'm daily dying.
Daily.
Holy Spirit, keep your boy while I'm on the grind.
I'm grinding.
Full on my own, cause I know them darts flying.
Jeez.
And I'm still playing games, homie, I ain't lying.
I'm walking
out the way that I had as a juvenile. But this the plan that God had before I was a child. I'm walking in my destiny.
I'm walking in.
And He protecting me. I'm eating at a table prepared for my enemies.
That's why,
oh.
Homie, I ain't turning back.
You hear me? I ain't turning back. Only thing I'm turning back, homie, is my fitting.
Just
go ahead and get your gas. You can go and cock it back. When Christ froze up off the grave, and He coming back. And one day I'ma rise with Him, meet up in the skies with Him. That's why I'm willing to live and even die with Him. Reppin' all over the world, my horn tied with Him. Even if it means our death, you know we ride with Him.
I got my boom on my own, my hands to the sky. I'm going in the battle with my horns up high, and I'm through playing games. You can see it in my eyes. And you can go and ask anybody, I'm a ride. And I ain't turning back. I ain't turning back.
In the church, about 17. Down the street,
dirty thing.
Down the street,
murder scene.
So our whole regime hit the knees and we went witnessing. Our plan,
that's the king.
God's plan is redeemed. He brought my homie back. Now we back on the track. Running the same race. We on the same track. For the same God who resurrected His Son. Reflect on what He's done. Ain't no backwards to run. Where will we go? Back to our grave. Leave a castle. For some shackles and being slaves. They don't make no sense. No offense with the statement, man.
No offense,
that's
man.
Just like a Jew begging for concentration camps.
No,
that's just like a black begging for segregation bags.
No,
that's
man.
Insanity. Beautiful Christianity.
Yeah.
Intruded the planet, removing all our vanity.
Yeah.
God, we can see flame and thin.
I got my fool on my own. My head to the sky. I'm going in the battle with my horns up high.
That's
and
right.
I'm through playing games. You can see it in mine.
I'm through
and
playing.
You can go and ask anybody. I'm a ride.
And
I ain't turning back. I ain't turning back.
Said it wasn't worth it,
worth it.
That this was worthless.
Worth.
Ain't none but hypocrites sitting up in them churches.
Never.
But I went to God's house and I found my purpose.
Yeah.
Now my life's a sacrifice, fam. I'm living worse.
Worth.
Ain't none behind but death for me and enemy.
That's it.
A cemetery or a penitentiary.
That's it.
That ain't the way I want you to remember me.
Never.
Now they think of my Lord when they mention me.
Yeah.
Oh, this is pride of music.
Uh-huh.
Survivor music.
Survivor.
And I was forced to do this. I was built to do
this.
It. And I know it's war ahead, but God gon' get me through,
get through it.
And
baby.
I brought my cross with me, gone and nail me to it. Cause I ain't turning back.
Uh-uh.
I don't care if they got 50 rats to take me about to knock off my fitted hat.
Let's
I ain't turning back. I don't care if they got 50 ratchets on
don't
me, going to knock off my fitted hat.
I got my boom on my own, my head to the sky. I'm going in the battle with my horns up high. And I'm through playing games.
Uh-huh.
You can see it in my eyes. And you can go and
I'm
ask
playing,
anybody,
man.
I'm a ride.
And ask
I ain't
anybody
turning
you
back.
Want to.
I ain't turning back.
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 then my side
I ain't turning back. I ain't turning back.
That's why we go in.
I ain't turning back. I ain't turning back. No.
It's Breaking Chains with Young Adults Talk on YAT Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, saints. Everything that has breath, praise ye the Lord. Oh, my God. Listen, that's it, y'all. That's my message for tonight. And that's how I'm going to wrap that thing up right there. I ain't turning back. Listen, I done already started. I'm about to be 20 years in this thing deep. I'm about to be 7 years in this thing deep on this radio. You understand? And some of you sitting back, this ain't no real radio. This is just a blog. You doggone right. It's just a blog. But I'm a 30-year veteran of radio, and guess what? This is real radio to me. You understand? Because I'm breaking chains in everybody's lives. I'm breaking chains for my Lord God, Jesus the Christ. You understand? I'm breaking the chains right now in your life, right now, because I'm rebuking Satan out of your life right now. See, listen. It ain't about how many people listening. It ain't how many people that like me. It ain't about how many people that agree with me. You understand? Because one thing about God, God ain't going to let you play with him. See, we've allowed the comedians, Tyler Perry and all, I'm calling them out by name, all these so-called comedians and movies to play with the Lord and all these scripts and everything. And they say that we need to loosen up because we too stiff-necked and tight. But let me tell you something. When you find a joke in the Bible and in the Word of God, you call me and let me know that joke that Jesus told and told us, my God Almighty told you, okay? You find that joke and you read it to me and you let me know. And I will publicly acknowledge you all out through the world, just like I acknowledge all the people that come on and do the work of the Lord. But let me tell you something. If you want to continue to do the work of the Lord on breaking chains, whoever you are, get yourself right. Get yourself right, because I see you. I hear you. I know who you are, because I'm a man of God. I ain't perfect. I got my setback. I got my flaws. But so did David. So did Isaac. So did Ezekiel. So did Moses. You understand? So did Noah. All of them. You know, understand what I'm saying? They all had some kind of flaw that God had to work through them. You understand? David was a murderer. Let me tell you something. Saul, who became the greatest apostle, Paul, was a murderer of the Christians and of the saints. So let me tell you something. We all got rough edges, and only God can prune the tree. Because, see, this tree is planted by the living water. You understand? You can tell, oh, my God, you can tell a man by his fruits that he bear. And I ain't talking about my children, because my children was kind of knuckleheads just like I was too. But my fruit is out here doing the work of the Lord. My fruit is souls that are being brought to Christ. My fruit is chains that are being broken in your life. My fruit is chains that are being broken in your physical life, in your spiritual life, in your mental life, to be able to allow you to see another day feeling better about what God is doing in your life, using us as the temples to bring the gospel to you. So, okay, so let's do what we need to do. Let's do what we need to do. We either going to talk about it, or we going to be about it. You understand? I can't stand up and talk like nobody else. I got to be who Roderick is. Yet, for those that don't know, that's my first name. I got to be who Roderick is. You understand? I got to do what I'm told to do by my Father in heaven, my daddy, Abba Father. You understand what I'm saying? My Jesus died for me, so I got to live for him. You understand? So I already know that I'm a marked man. But I'm protected by the blood. See, I don't have to keep pleading the blood. I don't have to plead anything from God. All I got to do is ask in Jesus' name, and it will be given unto me. Knock, and the door will be opened unto me. You understand? Ask, and I shall receive. I have not because I ask not, so I ask. I ask. How am I able to continue this ministry? Only through God, through the Lord my God. That's how. That's how. That's how. This thing is real. This thing is real for me. This thing is serious to me. My life depends on it. You sitting there talking and trying to tear things down and set your agenda for what God has given me. You come in and bring your ideas and sit down with me. You're not over me, and I'm not beneath you. And you're not over me, and you're not beneath me. So don't treat me that way. The man of God has asked for order, and I asked for order. God demands things of us. We have to be humble to one another, respectful, long-suffering, meekness, love, And you can't tell me that I haven't showed love and long-suffering and patience and meekness with you. I've showed it. And I'm still showing it. So allow me the respect that I'm due for doing God's work. If you're a Christian, you're not supposed to be attacking me. If you're a believer, you're not supposed to be attacking me. If you're a saint, you're not supposed to be attacking me. You're supposed to be joining me to do the work of the Lord, doing God's will. You got all this confusion going on. God ain't in no midst of no confusion. So why you always hollering that you are godly and you bringing confusion to your tables wherever you serve and wherever you are? You're not of the God, of the living God. You are the God of this world, the devil. Satan is your father. And I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. The Lord rebukes you. You devilish, evil spirit. I rebuke you off this radio, Breaking Chains. I rebuke you out of the ministry of Young Adults Talk. I rebuke you right now. I despise you. You're an abomination before all of us. And I call you out right now, Satan, in the name of Jesus. The man of God is calling you out right now. And I order you to stand down and cease and desist in what you're trying to do, because you will not have victory here. You thought I was gone. I ain't gone nowhere. God is still allowing me to breathe on his earth, in his world, his creation. This is his property. He has all jurisdiction. He's given me the authority to do what I do. There's no more fear. There's no more procrastination. There's no more stalling, stagnation. None of that. It's over with. And you understand and you hear me now, Satan. It's over with. It's done. In the name of Jesus, it's done. I'm speaking to you, Satan. We've had enough now. Enough is enough. It's time to stand up, people. It's time to stand up, men of God. You say you're a man of God. You're a man of valor. Valor say you take courage. It takes courage to stand and go out to war into these wicked, evil, highly, heavenly places. Because you don't see it. You don't see it. You're too busy fighting in the physical. What you doing fighting in the physical? You're a man of God. You fight in the spirit all the time. You cast down demons. You slay devils. That's what the man of God does. He slays the enemy of the kingdom of God. And he has no fear in his heart. He has no fear on him. He walks in authority. He walks in the authority of God. He has royalty with him. The angels walk with him. The angels talk with him. That's what a real man of God does. Claims Jesus as his Lord and Savior. He don't get himself involved in confusion. He casts down confusion. He casts down strongholds. He casts out demons. He goes against the spirit of worry and stress in people's lives. He goes against the spirit of sickness, mental health, physical health. He attacks it immediately in the name of Jesus. Start getting used to it. Get ready for it. If you ain't ready, it's here. You ain't got time to get ready. You're supposed to be ready. Man and woman of God, you're supposed to stay ready. You're supposed to get others ready because you already prepared. So act prepared. Act prepared. Act like you know better. Live like you know better. Stop hiding behind all of your fear and your stress and your worries and stand and protect God's people. Bring them home to him. Got all this blood on your hands and you thinking it's all right, following these false prophets. Asking for money and dollars every time you turn around. Why I got to pay for a healing. And all I got to do is ask for it in Jesus' name. Why I got to pay for holy water. And all I got to do is pick up the Bible and read about that living water that accepts Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And you get fed and you drink of it every day. Get yourself right with God and stop allowing man to get you right. He's trying to get you right so he can get in your pockets. So he can get your money. Supposed to pay 10% to the Lord God. Pay 10% the way you serve. Go serve. Go serve the Lord. If you're not ready to walk up in a church, you continue to serve the Lord and take care of people. Feed the needy. Give the thirsty some water. Clothe the naked. Pick up and study the word for yourself until you're ready. Don't stay stagnant because somebody telling you you got to. What you got to do is get your life right with Jesus the Christ, our Savior. Accept it in your hearts. Put it on your mind. Speak it on your tongue. And claim Jesus as your Lord and Savior. He came here as a child born on this wicked earth. Walked and preached and teached, did his ministry. Accepted all of our sins and died on the cross. And at the end of time, he was hanging on that cross and said, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Begging for our forgiveness, and you can't ask yourself to be forgiven of God for what you wronged him. Still living a life of sin, trying to preach the gospel of Christ. You're not doing that. Living a life of sin, preaching the gospel of your daddy, the devil. And we've had enough of it. Close your mouth. Let it be sealed right now. Who is ready to be open to preach the word of God to the four corners of the earth. You worried about how many people that are out here that are sick. You worried about how many people are listening to your voice. You better get out here and lay your hands on people. Lay your healing hands on them. You say you're a man and woman of God. You're a Christian. Being a Christian means that we Christ-like. Get out to the four walls and get on this highways and byways and serve the people. Get over your pride. In the name of Jesus, we ask for forgiveness for the people of pride right now. That prideful spirit, Lord, we ask for it to be taken out of their lives. And, Lord, we beg your forgiveness on their lives right now in the name of Jesus for pride, Lord. Father God, we come up against the spirit of arrogance right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We attack it right now, full force right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, as warriors that we are. This is the man of valor night, Father God, and the man of valor, the man of God is speaking right now, Lord God, calling on the angels to touch every life right now that wants to be touched, Lord. Whether they're listening live tonight or downloading tomorrow, Lord, we ask their lives to be touched. We ask for their manifestation of the Holy Spirit to take a boundness of there right now and just do not lose them until they're ready, Lord. Hold on to them, Lord. Lord, let them reject you, Lord. Some of them just don't know, Lord. They've been lied to. They're confused, Lord. And we ask that you just take them, Lord. Just hold on to them. Don't release them, Lord. No matter how much they kick and scream and try to reject you, Lord, they don't mean it. They know no better, Lord. They know not what they do. So forgive them in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let the kicking and the screaming and the scratching and the fighting stop. Cease right now in the name of Jesus. Peace. Be still. My God, peace. A peace needs to come over this place. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, forgive the false prophets. Forgive them, Lord. Forgive them, Lord. Whether they know what they're doing or not, Lord, just forgive them. Forgive them, Lord. Forgive them, Lord. Forgive them, Lord. Just forgive them. Open the eyes of the people, Lord. Just open them right now, Lord. Jesus, open them right now, Lord. The world is turned up too loud right now, Lord. And the man of God is speaking right now, Lord. Coming strong right now, Lord. Strong in the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord. I'm telling you right now, I'm telling you, saints, if the shoe fits you, you better get it off you. You better get it off you. If you know somebody that's going through it, you better start praying for them and stay in the spirit with them. You better intercede on their behalf. You better stop saying you're doing it and you ain't doing nothing. You better stand in the gap for them right now. You better get out of your wicked ways right now in the name of Lord, have mercy. Ooh, Lord Jesus, you better get over it right now, man of God. Woman of God, you better shake it off you right now. Before you call yourself ministering to the next person, Lord God, you better take care of them right now. You better clean their spirit, Lord. Because death awaits you with their wickedness. Death awaits you in the worst, horrible way. Satan, that your final time is here. Listen, my God, I love you. I love you. I love you with everything I got. I love you. I love you. See, the reason why you're hearing different voices is because what's mine is yours. Oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to open the door because some knocking was going on. Lord Jesus, thank you. Ooh, we thank, let me tell you something, we thank our 122,000 people that have come into the front doors of this ministry. We thank you, and we give God all the glory for the 122,000 souls that have come across the doorways of this ministry right here on Breaking Chains with Young Adults Talk. Our numbers have updated, and we just give God glory for the 122,000 lives that have come in and just taken a listen and a look at this ministry. We give God praise for you. And we dispatch all the angels to you to deliver your blessings right now in the name of Jesus. The windows of heaven are about to open up to you right now in the name of Jesus. Because in a few hours, in about 72 hours, we'll be celebrating 7 years of ministry on Breaking Chains on Blog Talk Radio. 7 years is a wonderful number of completion. 777 is a number of completion. 7 is a number of completion. God says, listen, you got to forgive your brother 70 times 7. That number 7, you got to just keep forgiving. You just got to keep on pressing. Lord, we just thank you for almost just making 7 years on Breaking Chains. And Lord, 122,000 lives coming through. Lord, we just thank you. People of God, let me tell you something. It's all about just doing God's work. God said, I chose you. You didn't choose me. See, we are chosen to do his work. See, when you know somebody is really chosen to do his work, all they want to talk about is him. And when there's problems in the rise, they want to just talk about how we can just get through it. See, we all going to have problems, y'all, but we got to use the problem solver, Jesus, in our lives. We got to call on the problem solver to come and change things in our lives. When the bills are passed through, we got to keep calling on King Jesus to come in and just rattle that thing and just shake it up so all things will be taken care of. Because Romans 8:28, all things, oh, man, all things. Listen, all things. All things come together for the good of them that serve the Lord and are called according to his purpose. You're called according to his purpose. If you're called according to his purpose, though, all things will be taken care of. If you just patiently wait on the Lord, I say wait on the Lord. Oh, my God. Listen, let me tell you something. It's been powerful to come on this radio tonight. For brothers and sisters, it was needed. Because you thought the man of God had quit on you, had given up, because he hadn't been around. I've been around. I've been praying for you. I've been interceding on your behalf. I've been standing in the gap for you. When a man laid down his life for his friends, Jesus said, ye are my friends. Guess what, y'all? Ye are my friends. My God. See, when my bills need paying, I don't call on you to pay them for me. I call on my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and he's going to provide. When the bills of the radio station are due, I call on the Lord Jesus Christ. See, you can go on and get your own radio station. Listen, I'm going to tell you how to do it. Just go on blogtalkradio.com, get your own little thing over there if you don't feel like coming back over here. It's there. We're going to bless your ministry. We're going to bless your soul. We're going to bless your spirit. And we're going to wish you all of the blessed things to come your way. Do what you have to do. Because over here at Young Adults Talk, we breaking chains. And breaking chains take a lot of force, takes a lot of power, takes a lot of strength. Do you understand what I'm saying? And all our power and all our strength and all our help coming from the Lord. Coming from the Lord. Because I look to the hills for where my help comes from, my help, my all in all comes from. When I look to the hills, I see the heavens. When I look to the hills, I see God's riches and glory because he owns 1,000 cattle on that hill. Oh, my God, let me tell you. That's where all my glory is coming from, those hills, when I look up and I see Daddy. So, y'all, let me tell you. Oh, my God, I give God all the glory, the honor, and the praise for you, my brothers and sisters, for you that are part of Breaking Chains. I love you from my heart. I love you so much. I love you so much. But I just ask, please, 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 in the name of Jesus, respect the order of the man of God. We got a lot of growing still to do. after 7 years. We still got a lot of growing. We still need me, the man of God, to put in more time to get things going. But God has me doing so much. I'm not even at home. I'm traveling right now as we speak. I'm in school as we speak. I go to class. Oh, my God, I'm doing things to elevate and become more knowledgeable to do a better work for the kingdom of God. I'll be having my degree in human services and social work, and maybe this time next year I'll be done. But we are already on the battlefield. We are already out there in the vineyard right now, y'all. We are already out here doing work. So you pray for me. You pray for me because I get tired. I get weary in my well-doing. I do. I have to be honest to the man and the woman of God. I have to be honest. I feel that there are a lot of attacks coming at me. I feel sometimes that there are not enough people that say they're praying that's really praying for me in the ministry. God knows the truth. I don't worry about it anymore. Those that I know that are praying, I love you and thank you. Keep on praying because I'm sure praying for you. The doors are always open here at Young Adults Talk, brothers and sisters out there, listeners, pastors, apostles, bishops, women and men of God. The doors are always open. You know somebody that know us. Get in touch with them to get in touch with us. I'm here. I'm available. I'm ready. I'm never not available to talk to you. I'm never not available to speak with you. I'm never not available to pray with you, to conversate with you. Never not available to do that. Just know when you call on the man of God that the man of God is a warrior. I don't like the devil. I hate him. I don't like demonic spirits. I don't like anything that is of darkness. I've been there, lived it. I know the destruction. So it's an enemy to me, and I'm an enemy to it. Because when the devil sees me, like, yeah, Paul, I know. Yeah, Jesus, I know. He's not going to have to say, who are you? I don't know you. No, he ain't saying that. He's saying, oh, Lord, here we go. He come that Minister Williams boy. He come. He come Roderick. Yeah. Because how I know that, how I can say that, because I know what he's trying to do to me and my family. He's been trying for a long time. He's been trying to kill me since I came into this world. I have damage to my left eye, brothers and sisters that don't know that. My left eye is damaged from the war that I had in my mama's belly. Some of you didn't even know that. I have proof. You know, Jacob had a limp. I got they call it a dead eye. My God, let me tell you. It's been awesome, y'all. Let me tell you, it's been awesome. It feels good to serve the Lord because I served the devil for long enough. You know, it feels good to serve the Lord. It feels good to give my life to him. It feels good to be a part of him. It feels good to acknowledge the fact that I know what I know, and I feel good about what I know. Don't take the man of God lightly, and those that have been trying, stop. Those that are thinking they're doing it, you're not. Stop. I'm asking nicely tonight, stop. I don't pray against anybody. I just ask God to deal with things that I know I can't deal with. And guess what, y'all? I can't deal with nothing. I can't deal with nothing because I let my God deal with everything. So if he's dealing with everything, ain't no me deal for nothing. I just do what he tells me to do. I'm learning to be very obedient. I'm learning to deal with it like my daddy told me before he passed. And all my life, mostly my daddy told me to deal for real. Just deal for real, son. Just deal for real. Listen, people, just deal for real. Dealing for real means just being honest, straightforward, and just being truthful with people. Everybody can't handle the truth. Sometimes the truth hurts, but when the truth comes at you, it sets you free, makes you free, and free indeed you are. You don't have to hide and run from nothing anymore. You can sleep peaceful at night. The man of God is the man of God is happy. I have tears of joy flowing. When I supposed to have tears of pain, according to the devil. Reverend Gann and I talked last week. Reverend Gann was like, my God, man, the devil sure throwing a lot at you. So Reverend Gann, yeah, he throwing. But ladies and gentlemen, sisters and brothers, listen, let me tell you something. Trials and tribulations, they will come. Weapons will form. Listen, you're going to see that thing forming up in front of you. You're going to see it taking place. But it won't prosper because you don't give it any attention. You don't give it any thought. See, you bring it into fruition because you concentrate on it. You go deep into it. You know, and guess what? Your bill is due tomorrow. Some of you going through it, how I'm going to get the money to get this bill paid by tomorrow. They're going to cut my lights off. I need the lights because this weather's so crazy. I ain't got no food right now. Whatever, you know, I ain't working. I ain't doing these things. Listen, stop worrying about it and start praying about it. Stop stressing about it. Start praying about it. Call on the name of Jesus. Fall on your knees and give some time to God. You're giving too much time to things of the world, the things that will hurt you. Start giving time to God, things that can help you, a person that can bring you through, the person that can take care of things for you, the one that says, bring your all in all to me. You're too busy bringing some things to him when you need him, when you're supposed to take all things to him because you got to have him. You can't live without him. Stop listening to these clowns out here telling you about the Big Bang Theory and evolution. Let me tell you something. The revolution is taking place right now because we're trying to tell you that there was no such thing as an evolution. The only thing of evolution was the God evolving in your life right now. That's the evolution that's taking place. He's evolving and making a new you. You understand that you need to allow him to do that because the revolution is that Jesus is God. That's what they're teaching. That's the revolution today to let you know that Jesus is God. Who? Let me tell you something. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. You understand, but they failed to believe that they didn't want to believe the word, so the word had to come into flesh and dwell among men, and they still didn't understand it because the light was on the earth and the darkness did not comprehend it. So what I'm saying to you, brothers and sisters, Jesus is God. Let your Lord and Savior into your heart, into your life, and guide your life and renew you, bring you back to a confirmation of the spirit and of the mind, and the renewing of your mind will bring a newness in your spirit. You got to get the right things on your mind, and then you will feel better. Your physical body will feel better when you start thinking on good things. Listen, Paul told us, I think bad things and I still do bad things when I'm thinking on good things. So it sounds confusing to you that you think on that you think you want to do right, but you still do wrong. So you got to keep working on it. When you're praying for something, you got to pray that thing on through. The fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You so busy being fervent and praying for that new purse, that new car, income tax time, so you so busy ready to go and buy that lemon, and you know what I'm saying, you stuck. Instead of just praying and asking the Lord to order your steps and controlling your money, go and paying your tithes, giving something back to God, because you too busy trying. My God, see, that's a whole nother show. I told y'all we were supposed to be out of here about 20 minutes ago. But I just let the spirit always move. I don't rush God because God ain't never rushed me. God gave me choices. He either know that I'm on his time or I'm just living by man time, looking at my clock saying what time it is. No, I listen to God, let him tell me what time it is. I listen to God in the morning, let him tell me when it's time for me to wake up, when it's time for me to lay down and go to sleep. I may be up to 3-4 o'clock in the morning just staring at the ceiling talking to God. And he'll wake me up refreshed 2 hours later. You just don't know. Give God a try. Give God a try. Give God a try. You know, most preachers tell you find your Bible teaching church and get in there and do this. I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to tell you to open up your Bible and get into that church right there that is within you. You, the church, get your church right. Get your temple right. You understand? We all ordained to be ministers of the gospel of Christ because it was embedded in us. Stand up and take your proper places. Get in your proper places. There's order that in God's laws. There's order in God's creation. There's God. There's God. There's man. There's woman. And then there's everything else. Take back dominion about what he gave you. Women, stop trying to step on men's toes and take the lead. You'll never have the lead. It'll never happen. Men, stop giving women all of this pressure and stress on them by you stooping down trying to be a woman and letting her take the role of being a man. That's not how it is. That's an abomination before God. All I'm saying to you, men, if you're a man of God, stand up, get your life right. And if you have problems, find you a man of God and talk to him. But let God lead you to him. Pray. I'm a man of God right here that ain't going to tell you nothing wrong, but just know that when you come to me, I'm not going to play with you. So don't come playing with me. I'm not a toy. I'm not a child. And I'm not going to treat you as a child unless you are a child. As a child, I spoke as a child, and I did childish things. Now that I'm a man, I put all childish things away. And when I was a child, I didn't do too much playing then either. I was too busy trying to play football, being hard, being little Eva Knievel, being a stunt man, doing crazy things, jumping out of trees without knowing how to parachute, all that kind of stuff. I was doing manly things as a little boy. Even when I got turned on to the world, I started doing manly things as a child, which I shouldn't have been doing. But I can confess that because that was things of my old life. We all got a testimony. Stop being scared to tell your testimony. Your testimony ain't for you no more. That was your test you passed. You got to pass it on to somebody else to get them through something that they've been through and they going through so they can hear how you overcame it. How you going to save lives and you ain't out there fishing? How you going to bring people in and you ain't fishing? You understand what I'm saying? Got to tell. So if you need me to teach you how to fish, I can feed you all day long. I'll feed you all day long, but I want to take you out there to teach you how to fish so you can feed yourself and you go and feed others too. You can't clean them. Stop trying to clean people. That means that you're judging, critiquing them, telling them what they need to do and all this. What they need to do is pray to the God Almighty and accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. That's what you tell them they need to do. You can't clean the fish. Can't clean people up. You can give them some food and give them some bath water and all that kind of stuff. Make their physical clean, but their spirits have got to be cleaned up by the all-living God. So stop thinking that everybody's going to be on your level. Everybody ain't going to be on your level. Sometimes you got to bring people in and start teaching them and helping out, lending a helping hand to get them to your level. Stop turning your back on people thinking that you're so high and mighty than them. Thinking that you know everything. Don't nobody know nothing but you. You ain't there. You don't get your glory to the other side until you walk in the kingdom of God with God. You understand what I'm saying? That's when you get your glory. You don't get your glory on this side. This glory down here go to God. All glory go to God. You don't get your crown till you get there and receive it from God. So stop putting your crown on yourself. You ain't no king like that. Stop crowning yourself. That means that you're arrogant, you're prideful. God's going to knock you down. Start serving the people. And then you'll see a change in the people. You see a problem, do something about it. Stop complaining about it and do something about it. You need to talk about it, pick up the phone and call somebody, let's talk about it. But stop lying and playing with yourself so you can be honest with people. Stop playing with the men and women of God, okay? Touch not mine anointed. Do my prophets no harm. They are teachers. They are preachers. God don't want you messing with them. God don't want you doing anything against them. Stop speaking against them. Stop speaking behind my back. Ain't nothing back there. The only time I look to the back is when I'm driving down the car looking in my rearview mirror. And I only do that when I need to. So move forward in life. Teach people how to move forward. Teach people how to love. You need to start loving. Take the bitterness out of your life. Man that did you wrong, forgive yourself. Forgive him. And move forward. Get some joy back in your life. Stop letting people take your joy and your peace. You understand what I'm saying? Stop letting that happen. Stop letting it happen. I love you. We're here for you. We're Young Adults Talk. We're breaking chains. Everybody out there that's doing it, keep doing it. Pound hard out there. Don't give up. Keep doing it. Keep pressing. Don't give up. Don't give up. This is where you're supposed to be. Get in order. Get in order, okay? Get your decency right. Write the vision. Make it plain. Get in order. The man of God has spoken. The man of God is standing telling you right now, loud and clear, I love you with everything in me. God loves you. We love you from Young Adults Talk. I love you.
Want to get involved? Got comments or suggestions? Let us know right here at YAT Radio. Email us at youngadultstalk@gmail.com. Call us at 858-357-9137. Or write us at YAT, Post Office Box 361-308, Decatur, Georgia 30036.
This is your world, God, and everything in it. I see you, homie. I guess they think because, hey, Bob, we serve you, right? You told me
we supposed to slack
like
up,
this,
man.
But now that I know what I'm fighting for, let's get
we
in.
Go harder. We on now.
Don't waste your time. I sure ain't about to sit and let you waste mine. I'm sick of seeing young boys out there dying. You go and handle your
I'm on my grind.
I'm on my grind, cousin. 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 I'm on my grind.
Granny told your boy that she was proud of
coming. That I was off the streets and the boy was still ducking. I told her, granny, baby, don't you worry about nothing. If it ain't about the Lord, then your boy ain't budging. Man, I never did think
myself.
The word of God will make your boy wanna
hoop still.
Granny told me that the Lord will meet me
hoop still.
He's still working on me, granny.
Yeah.
I told her, homie, we gon' take it to the block and post up in the hood like we still selling rocks. The only difference is we ain't worried about the cops. Fool on my own, we ain't worried about the shots. Flame told me gon' take it to the streets. It's dudes in the hood that the Lord gon' reach. If it mean me die, Lord still seeing me. We bout to get it in. If it mean no sleep, I'm on my mind.
I ain't gon' waste your time. Our soul ain't about to sit and let you waste mine. I'm sick of seeing young boys out there dying. You go and handle yours and I'm gon' do mine. I'm on my grind, cousin.
I'm on the road, headed to another show. I asked the Lord if he's seeing me, y'all go. Mama happy, she ain't gotta worry no more. But the law pulled me over like I'm still selling dope. I told him I ain't trying to go and flip a pound. I'm trying to show him Christ before they put him in the ground. Before them boys catch him, hit him with another round. Since I met the Lord, just the way it's going down. If I'm in your city, take me to the block. Jesus real, homie, I tell it to the cops. Without a bullhorn, I yell it on the block. I wasn't ashamed when I was out there trying to sell a rock. Jacob told me, gon' take it to the streets. It's dudes in the hood that the Lord gon' reach. We bout to go hard if it mean no sleep. And we can get it in, no rhymes, no beats. I'm on my mind.
I ain't gon' waste your time. Our soul ain't about to sit and let you waste mine. I'm sick of seeing young boys out there dying. You go and handle your.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.